This is an RNIB talking book.
Scream at Sea by Christopher Murphy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Scream at Sea by Christopher Murphy. Chapter 1. That morning in the Western Highlands was bright with distance. The sun sparkled the water as Loch Kizzorn thrilled to the stiff northerly breeze. Its sound was a background to the clinking of the chisel, and it made the treetops duck and weave as it swept in descent to the loch, accelerating in furious downdrafts. The gusts played on the water in urgent darting thrusts, and away from the shore, the only teal amphibian in Europe reared and jostled against its mooring line. I was pleased with my work, and the Croft Cottage was beginning to look quite pretty, at least compared with its former grey, rather forlorn aspect. It looked as though spring had really started in earnest, irresistibly dispelling my gloomy feelings. Fergus, the lurcher dog, seemed even more active than usual, reappearing frequently as if to show I wasn't the only creature busily engaged. He had the bright, hard gaze of a humourless professional, heedless of friendship, detached, and rather sceptical. Fergus's real master was a poacher, who was currently doing 4 months at the taxpayer's expense, which should have carried him through the lean winter months had he not misjudged the trial date and suffered dudly. The dog's normal function was to be an early warning system. I was tending to avoid visitors at the time.